Tom, are you ready to read?
What am I saying? Hot Wheels, or could it just be some, like, dominoes?
Wow, we're actually going to be reading a book, not playing with cars. Here we go. This book is called Planet Earthly. Saving Planet Earthly. It's the first in a series. So it was authored by Juan Pablo Arellano, Ghislaine Fandel, Claire McPhee. Illustrators were Sarah Brigham Ward, Tanya Chang, Frederick Marante, Alex Shuttleworth. Editors were Pandora Devan and Eric Steinberger. Well, it's on the internet at the moment. Let's have a look and see what we've got then. So Saving Planet Earthly. Our story begins in Johannesburg, South Africa, where we'll be visiting our friends, Tokozani and Earthly. Toko and her best friend, Earthly, loved playing catch in the playground. "Catch, Toko!" shouted Earthly. They also loved dancing. "You're so groovy, Earthly," teased Toko. Well, they're in Nelson Mandela Square. Look, there's a statue there of Nelson Mandela. After a long day of fun, they always went stargazing, did everything together. One day after school, Toko and Earthly were playing football in the schoolyard. After a few minutes of playing football, Earthly began to get dizzy and started coughing. "I'm not feeling too well, Toko," said Earthly. Toko replied, "Let's go to the doctor to see what's wrong." Looking grim, the doctor said, "Earthly, you seem to have a fever and a very bad cough. I'm afraid you have a severe case of climate change. This is also a problem for all the life that calls you home." "Climate change? What's that? Why does Earthly have it?" asked Toko, sounding worried. The doctor explained, "Climate change is when we see big changes in things like temperature, rain and wind over a long time." We took a look at Earthly's medical history. We can see that her climate has changed a lot over time. When Earthly was born into our solar system, she had a super hot surface. She was covered in volcanoes and earthquakes, which made her tremble, the doctor said, getting excited. Over millions of years, she cooled off and got oceans, lakes, and the air we needed to breathe. Now Earthly had changing temperatures, wind, rain, and snow. These are what we call weather. When we measure weather over a long time, that's what we call climate. The oceans made water and air flow across the globe. In some places, the climate is hot and wet, like the Amazon rainforest. In others, it's very cold and dry.
The Amazon rainforest is next to Paddington Bear because he lives in Peru.
Ah, he's from Peru, isn't he? He lives in London, but he's from Peru. That's right, from the Amazon rainforest.
He actually lived from Peru. And then he travelled a long way to England.
Yeah.
That's the country where we live.
That's right, it is, isn't it? But this one, they say, it's hot and wet in the Amazon rainforest, and in others it's cold and dry, like the Arctic tundra, continued the doctor. Earthly added, although my climate has changed many times, it normally takes thousands of years. I was in an ice age around 20,000 years ago, but I've been slowly warming up ever since. Looking puzzled, Toko asked, if your climate was formed a long time ago and it's been changing all throughout your life, why is climate change hurting you so much now, Earthly? The doctor replied, Earthly's been warming up very quickly in the last couple of decades. To understand this, we need to go into Earthly's more recent medical history. In the beginning, Earthly was wrapped in a very thin blanket made out of the air around us to keep her and all her creatures safe and warm. We call this blanket our atmosphere.
Atmosphere?
Yeah. Not long after, a certain type of ape got up on two legs and started using tools. They could then make fire and hunt for food. These were humans' great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, explained the doctor. Soon, humans began to farm animals and plants. They built roads and houses and eventually cars and cities. How did they do that? Asked Toko. They found a way to make energy using the remains of animals and plants that died millions of years before. These are called fossil fuels, answered the doctor. These fuels could power machines, which help them build and move faster than ever before. However, The fuels also released lots of nasty gases into Earth's atmosphere.
Why is nasty gases?
Well, because we burn all those millions of years old fuel. So that's coal and that's petrol. And it's just putting all that into the atmosphere. But what about the blanket, pointed out Toko. These gases made a blanket much thicker and warmer, said the doctor sadly. Naturally, it would take thousands of years to make a blanket this thick, but humans have done it in less than 200 years. It's because these changes are happening so fast that Earthly has a problem, continued the doctor. This is a problem for many of Earthly's plants and animals. They might have to migrate to new environments or adapt to the hotter climate. Otherwise, they could face extinction, like our cheetahs here in South Africa, cautioned the doctor. Wow! No wonder I feel so horrible, exclaimed Earthly. Looking very upset, Toko said, This is just terrible. Why hasn't anyone done anything to help Earthly? Roxanne answered, Well, some people have tried to help, but this problem is very hard to fix overnight. We need everyone's help to make it better.
In the whole entire world.
That's right, because everybody lives on Earthly, don't they? Earthly, you and Toko can help by talking to children all around the world. You can work with them to better understand the problem to find solutions to climate change, Toko declared. If we work with kids from around the world to make everyone aware of how important this issue is, we can make a big difference. Thank you for being there for me, Toko. With everyone's help, I should start feeling better soon, said Earthly, feeling hopeful. We learnt a lot today. There are some things we can do to help. Teach your friends about climate change. Save water. Take shorter showers. Buy less stuff. Don't waste food. Recycle and throw away your trash properly. Use a bike or bus instead of a car. Turn off lights and unplug electronics when we're not using them. These are good ideas, aren't they?
Yeah.
If you want to learn more about Earthly's challenges and how to fix them, be sure to visit Toko's friends around the world and read more about their adventures. That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What did you think of that then?
Yeah.
What?
100 first.
You want to do it out of 100 today?
No. You have to do 100 first, and I have to guess a bigger number than 100.
Okay, so what's it going to be out of 100 then?
Not 99, because I want more everyone on board.
Yeah. So what's it going to be?
120.
120 out of 100.
Because 120 is like 100 and then two more. 100, 110, 120. That's your 100.
You're right. So we're going
160.
160 out of 100. Is that where we're stopping at, or are we going higher?
100 in a million.
100 in a million.
Do you know what that equals?
No, you tell me.
100 billion.
100 billion. 100 billion out of 100.
Yep.
Marvellous. Excellent. Okay. Right then, it is now time for bed.
Ba 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 ba